to a brand new episode of Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. Hi, I got stung on the nose by a wasp in my sleep. So my weekend is going real good. Let's read some poems. This weather rewinds time. I am in the park all summer, planning to tell you the truth when we return to tight ties and shirts that unbutton at the insistence of hungry, humbled eyes. The breeze is beaten back by the blazing sun, and I swing back and forth, swinging between Green Man and How the Mighty Fall, depending on whether I am elated or deflated that day by how in love with you I am. Sometimes it is the sweetest thing and I am what I am, but sometimes I wish I was dead. The things that we do are a secret, and the way I think of you is a secret. I can keep a secret for about 15 years and then it finds its way out of my tired tears, and every girl that I go mad for looks a little too much like you because you are still so real to me in spite of everything. Summer slunk back to my door, as it always does, and I live across from the park, passing it every morning when I grab coffee and pastries for whoever shared my space and my soul last night. And every now and again, I whisper, "Sleep peacefully now, my child," and I wonder what it would be like to wake up to you, to bring you coffee and pastry that neither of us would actually consume, to just take in the way that you smile softly as you awake, and have to stop myself from stealing away into a dream again. Despite the imposing impossibility of it all, I like to imagine what parts of each of us our child would have. I secretly hope that he has your smile. Is that okay? Is there somebody else that it belongs to now? I kept the lease close to my heart for over a decade because it was warm, just like this weather, and last night, I sat on the swings and I wrote you a song that I'll never show you. Because I always planned to tell you the truth, but my plans dissolve like hopeless ice cream at the mercy of the summer sun. It's bloody hot. Oh my God. All the time. As I'm recording this now, it's very, very hot outside. Please leave out water for hedgehogs and foxes and dogs and things. Oh my God. And wear sunscreen. Do it. Put some on right now. Go, go, go. I don't want to have to be your mum, but I'm going to be your mum. Put some on. It's been really hot. Really, really. Unbearably. And it reminded me of a summer a couple of years ago, and I was thinking about that summer anyway because I recently I was talking to a journalist who asked to speak to me about something I'd written, and she wanted to expand on it for a piece that she was writing about people in my kind of position, you know, who you know, wander out of the wardrobe a little bit later on. and so she wanted to write a piece about me, which was I mean, I'm no stranger to having things written about me, but I'm normally doing that. So having someone else do it was a bit like, oh, okay. But I have read it, and it was wonderful, and it will be coming out next week, actually. So I'll like pop a link in to probably next week's episode, or I could just update this week's episode with it in the description or something. I don't know. Anyway, so because I was talking to her about that, you know, and obviously I was having to revisit a lot of memories and talk about my life, and I thought a lot about this summer a couple of years ago. I don't think when I spoke to her I mentioned that specifically, but I was thinking about it very loudly in my head. There's this one summer that has always played on my mind, because it was the first time that I really, truly, obnoxiously realised that I missed someone because I had romantic feelings for them. And I've been trying for a long time before that to pretend that I didn't, and that summer just kind of punched me in the face with it and was like, no, bitch, we're gonna fucking have this discussion. You've gotta face up to it. And I'm just sat there on the swings in Dartford fucking park like, no, I don't, leave me alone. And I think that was the moment, you know, I kind of realized I miss this person because I have feelings for them. It's not just because we're friends and I want to see them. It's not that. It's something more than that, because you don't sit in the park on the swings listening to fucking Mark Owen slow ballads about friends. That's not what happens. That's not what friendship is. Why are you not doing that with your other friends? Why are you not sitting there all day texting your other friends and listening to sad songs and fucking writing poetry about them? Why is it just one friend in particular? What's so special about her? Oh, and I could have written a book on what was so special about her, you know? And that was kind of the moment of realization, sitting in that park, listening to those records, and just thinking, I think this is what being in love feels like. And I don't know what to do with it. I want to tell her, but I also don't. I want to tell everyone else, but I also don't. I want to be alive because how I feel about her makes me happy, but I also want to be dead because how I feel about her makes me sad. And, you know, meanwhile, I'm just fucking sitting on these swings, listening to these fucking albums. And I still like Mark Owen. I still love his music. But there are some of his songs, and it's a weird thing because I don't think that I still have, you know, any kind of feelings. I mean, you know, we kind of went from teenagers to adults, and when we got to the point where we were adults, I was like, I can't be around you because now I have an awareness that I could act on this if I want to, and I can't do that. I know that, like, legally I can and technically I can, but there are a myriad of reasons why I can't, so I have to fucking bounce. Like, sorry, goodbye. And I don't think it's a weird thing. It's like, I don't think, like, I'm still in love with her. But I think that there's a part of me that will always wish I had had, I don't know, some kind of closure on it. It's like, I'm not in love with you, but I don't know, I guess I just, I wish I could go back and tell myself, I'm not in love with her now as an adult, you know, fucking decades later, but it's okay that you were, that's fine, it's all right, the world didn't end, it's all good, you know. I don't think I would want to tell her. I mean, what good would that do? But sometimes when I listen to Mark Owen, and I sat and I did that the other day in Dartford Park on the swings, quite late at night by myself, and I thought, firstly, I'm glad I didn't die. That would have sucked. And secondly, even if sometimes nothing comes from love, sometimes having that love is a beautiful thing. And I'm glad that I had it. Even if it came to nothing. Even if, you know, maybe she never felt the same, or maybe she did and she just never said anything. It doesn't matter. Because for a couple of years, I got to be in love with someone. And that's something to be really grateful for. And after spending so long isolating myself from anyone I could potentially fall in love with, like after her, I was just like, nope, nope, nope. And that lasted a couple of years until I met someone very special. And again, I was like, instantly I was just like, no, I can't do this, I have to get away, I have to get away, because I was afraid of feeling that. So it's something that's been fleeting in my life. But I'm grateful for it. Because even if it hurt, even if it made me feel all crazy and torn up inside and fucking sitting in the park listening to sad songs and crying and eating ice cream and whatever, it was something beautiful. I don't know when I'm going to feel it again, but when I do, I'm not going to run away from it. I'm going to hold it so close. And I'm going to make the most of it. Is my life over? Is this all there is? Am I lost in the thunder, thrown into dismay as the world crashes to pieces around me, or am I just hormonal? Sometimes I wish that I had been a braver baby doll 3 years ago and stepped into the sweetness of the sun, but there was so much to distract me, so I could forget the scorch of silence as I turned my key and stepped into an empty house instead of the sun. Is this another one of those times where I'm asking difficult questions of my soul, or am I just menstruating and assigning too much meaning to what it does to my body? I have a lot to cry about. Failed romances, failed remodeling of my life, tension headaches and the typical tyranny of time, and the ever-present reminder that it slips away from me and my body clock with every trip around the sun that I failed to just jump into. It is blue Christmas in July. I am eating ice cream and buying myself gifts that I cannot afford because my body is crying at my failure to make a mother out of her, or a wife, or just something to be proud of. And she stared with such affection at the sun that I had no choice but to distract her with something shiny. PSA to anybody who perhaps needs to know this before I proceed. I am about to talk about menstruation, so if that's something that troubles you, maybe skip ahead. It's actually not happening now, and it hasn't happened this week. I was just thinking about it. And that prompted me to write something about, you know, the wonderful experience of menstruation. Yeah. Because, you know, it's a regular game that I end up playing in my life. You know, am I crying and really upset all the time because my life is shit and I'm really unhappy? Or is everything actually fine? I'm just on my period, or my period is about to happen. Like, it's a mystery. 'Cause, you know, people, they say you can track it and stuff, but I always forget. Like, you know, it tends to happen vaguely at like the beginning of the month, but sometimes it's a bit before, sometimes it's a bit after. And I'm... tracking it? No. It's not gonna happen. I don't have the organizational skills to do that, I don't think. I feel like as I've gotten older, I'd like to stress, just I think for my own self-esteem, I'm not that old. I'm really not. I'm not as old as I make myself feel. I'm only 30 and that's okay. I was talking to a friend a couple of weeks ago. I was getting all panicked because I'm 30. And she was like, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. That's still quite young in the grand scheme of things. And I was like, wow, you're right. So that kind of made me feel a bit better. But but when I was, you know, very, very young, kind of dealing with periods, you know, as a teenager, honestly, I wouldn't have noticed that they were happening if it wasn't for the fact that I was bleeding for several days, because I didn't get anything else. My moods were fine, you know, no cramps, no pain, no nothing, just, you know, a little bit of inconvenient blood and that was that. But now it's like my body has got progressively more mad at me, and she's like, look, okay, I gave you a break when you were like 13 or whatever because you were not in a place to be a mother, but girl, you are taking the piss now, all right, get on with it. And I'm like, I can't what do you want me to do? I mean, I'm not really in a position now. I mean, I know you say I wasn't when I was 13, but I'm still not. I mean, look, hypothetically, I could probably, if you remove stuff like the financial aspects and all that, could I look after a baby in terms of like, you know, feeding it, clothing it, changing it, whatever? Sure. You know, if I was given unlimited money, you know, in terms of like actually making a child happy, sure, probably, but you know, all of the financial issues and, you know, stability and shit like that is all still real. So it is what it is. But my body's like, hey, girl, come on. It's time to get on with this. And I'm like, my God. There's so many things. I've got to get together first. And look, getting pregnant is going to be a lot more complicated than we originally anticipated now. So I don't know what you want from me. I mean, obviously, I imagine that's not the case. I don't think that it is scientifically accurate that my body is throwing a tantrum and therefore giving me harder periods to deal with. But it does feel like it's got a lot more to deal with. I don't know, like I get super sad like the week before now, which didn't happen before. I crave food now. That's a thing. I'm salty food. I can always tell because that's just all I want to eat. Just I become like a salt demon. It's weird as fuck. I get cramps now. I never had that before. Sometimes I get headaches, which is really fucked up because it's like you guys are in different parts of the body. You cannot be fucking teaming up on me like this. This is really out of order. What the fuck? I'm just a girl trying to fucking live her life, okay? And you bitches, you're scheming against me and I don't like it. But anyway. but yeah, I was just kind of thinking earlier this week, not because it was actually happening, but because I was just kind of, I was going through my shopping list and I thought to myself, do I need to get, you know, bathroom stuff, you know, shower gel, shampoo, conditioner, you know, hair stuff, moisturizer, what, all that kind of shit. And I suddenly thought, do I need tampons? And I was like, no, you've got like another sort of 2 weeks before you're probably going to need that. And then I just suddenly thought, oh, I don't know, you're a bit down the other day. You remember that? You're just sitting in the park having a bit of a cry. Do you remember that? And I'm like, oh God, wait, no, it can't come 2 weeks early. That's absurd. Yeah, but what if it does? What if it does? What are you going to do then? Huh? What are you going to do then? So I had like a mini panic thinking, oh my God, what if it does? You know, it didn't, by the way. I was just sad that day. But yeah, I feel like when I was at school, we didn't really learn all that much about, you know, periods and menstruating. Most of what we learned was, because it was covered in sex education, and most of it was just, you know, here's how to avoid getting pregnant when having sex with a man, and also you're gonna start bleeding at some point. You should sort that out. And that was kind of it. So that was super fucking helpful. Luckily for me, I mean, my mum did, you know, try and fill in some gaps, explaining some things, but I think she deeply underestimated how thick I am when it comes to science, because I think her problem was, is because I did okay academically in other subjects, she figured that I would understand what she was talking about when she was talking about science, and I didn't, and I was too embarrassed to say anything, so... So you can still catch me like every month Googling things that are happening while I'm on my period and going, is this normal? Is this okay? Oh my God. Because I don't know. One of the only things that I miss about my closeted era was because I was, you know, having
conversations with men. Not very many, but, you know, enough to, you know, try not to get pregnant. I was on contraceptives and they basically stopped my cycle entirely. And I low-key miss that. But also, sometimes I don't, because I think, like, I don't know scientifically if this is a true thing either, but, like, I just feel like when it happens every month, it's like a little sign from my body, like, okay, we're mad that you don't have a baby, but the fact is you could have had a baby, and that means you're probably relatively healthy. You're not gonna die. Everything is working as it should for the most part, and that's really comforting for me. Because I have, like, this constant panic that maybe I'm about to die. And so it's nice when my body just kind of wanders along and is like, hey, girl, you're okay. It's all good. And also, I've got those back now because I'm not taking that medication because I don't need it. But it was kind of convenient, though. I don't think it was convenient financially, because what I was saving in spending out for, you know, tampons and stuff, and also salty food. Because I know some people that like chocolate, but no, not me, no. But yeah, what I was spending on that, I was spending pretty much double to get the medication, so, because I would get it privately. Through the Superdrug online doctor, because I didn't want to have to go to my own doctor, which is weird because, I mean, you know, he was a professional. I don't think he would have, like, been weird about it, but still, going to a man and being like, hello, Mr. Doctor, may I please have some tablets so that I don't get pregnant? It's just not nice. So doing it just, like, over the internet is so much better. Because, I mean, obviously, you know, a doctor still assesses you on that, because you have to fill in a form and you have to do all this stuff. But, like, it's a doctor far away that I don't have to look at, so that kind of helps. But anyway, nevertheless. But yeah, I just kind of ended up writing about, you know, the immortal fun little game that's a part of my life and will be until I hit the menopause. Am I horribly depressed, or am I menstruating right now? It's a surprise. I am her favourite girl, fair weather in my affections, flickering out like a candle in the wind, but lighting up like magic when the mood takes me. She is my lonely island lover, lost at sea and lost to my sweet summertime seductions. I place all my troubles on her tired shoulders, singing her songs about all of my bad dreams. I treat my daddy mean, spending all of her money, dripping my kisses like honey down her tender, troubled throat, blinking with indifference as her brown eyes brim with tears. It was July forever when I would lie in her arms, harmless and heartfelt, but summer always ends, and I ran with the autumn rain, leaving behind a body that could only cry, and the promise that I'd return when the seasons changed. I never told her that I loved her. I just filled her home with heathers and wrote her a record, reveling in my deviant, distorted devotion until it disturbed me and I had to disappear. But in my absence, as she cried herself to sleep, surrounded by the memory of me, she finally understood how I felt. So, much like everybody, I'm really into Elvis right now. I first heard Elvis's music in the movie Lilo and Stitch, and I liked quite a few of his songs, but girl, I've gone crazy the last few weeks. I went to see the movie when I went on a date with somebody, and it was great, and I loved it. And so I've just been kind of, you know, discovering like more of his music and stuff. And it turns out, girl, Elvis was basically the artist that I ought to have been listening to for a long time, because a lot of his songs are like exactly the kind of, like, they're literally right up my street. Like, you want drama, he's got it. You want, you know, dangerous levels of devotion, he's got it. You want ridiculous drama, oh my god. And I live for that shit, as you can probably tell by every episode of this podcast and everything I've ever written and just how I live my life generally. And so I was like, yes, oh, if only Elvis were a woman, because like somebody is singing about how like they can't live without me, they're gonna die without me, they're so crazy, you know, I treat them so horrible and they still love me, like, wow. That's for me. That's the life for me. But alas, Elvis is a man. And also no longer alive, unfortunately. So I kind of dreamed up like this fantasy, like woman Elvis, I guess. Because I was listening to one of his songs, Too Much, which is a great song. And I decided to basically write something about that and just kind of, you know, because it's a song about, you know, how Elvis is in love with this girl, but she's just, you know, she's horrible, she spends all his money, she doesn't want to spend time with him, she doesn't want to kiss and hold hands and shit, you know, and he's like, why are you like this? Why? I just want to love you. Why are you like this? And why do I never leave? And it was, oh, iconic, and I was living for it, and so I decided to sort of write it into a poem from the other side of that, because I was living for the drama. I love drama when it happens to other people and not me, so just living for it, absolutely living for it. But yeah, I loved the movie. I loved it. It was great. I did find it really confusing though, because like there was this isn't really like a spoiler. It's more about like the soundtrack and the sound editing, I guess. But you know, just a PSA, if you don't want spoilers about like absolutely anything, maybe skip ahead like 30 seconds. So there's this bit of the film where they start playing Doja Cat, and I was like, bitch, what? Like, I thought like there was sound coming from another screen and I was really confused. I was like, what the hell is going on? this is set in the 50s. What the hell is Doja Cat doing here? But no, it's like an actual deliberate choice by the filmmaker. So that was strange. But besides that, I was living. I loved it. And I actually if you follow me on SoundCloud, you may know I recently released an Elvis cover, actually, on SoundCloud. And there's another one coming tomorrow, because my covers record playlist volume 5 is out tomorrow on my website. And it includes another Elvis cover. Because I told you, I'm in that era of my life right now. But also, like, other covers from other artists, because, you know, that's what we do. When we do our little playlist collections. So if you want to check that out, you can check that out tomorrow on the website. little slight ad, but not really done there. But yeah, I like writing like that and kind of taking inspiration from, you know, from songs or, you know, from movies, and just kind of writing something, you know, based on a certain character, and just really getting to have fun and dig into it. It's a really fun way to write things, so it's something I always enjoy doing. Okay, my love, it is time for us to part for this week, but I'll be back again next week with a new episode. Please make sure that you're wearing sunscreen. Again, I'm sorry to come across like your mum, but we don't want you getting heat stroke and things, okay? And wait, no, that's the one where... What's the... Sunburn, yeah, and it can lead to skin cancer. So let's not do that. And let's not get heat stroke either. Drink some water. Get in some shade if you can, okay? We need you alive and not boiled like a lobster. Love you, bye! That's a great way to end it, isn't it?